Well, hello guys, now here's this news item that keeps on giving. You may remember this Fermon police officer who had an affair with 6 police officers in her department. She used to send them explicit pictures of herself, saying that if you want a booty call, just knock her up. The trouble is that the police officers in that department did. I mean, this Fermon's an adult. She's not a child. But then when it was all found out, she played the victim. And she took the police department to court, saying that she was groomed by her predator bosses. I don't believe that for 1 minute. But take a look at the different look of her in court. Notice the glasses. Look, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. And this is the double standards of the law. She actually won $500,000. And yet, really, she was the perpetrator. And the police guys were her victims. You see, it works all over the place. Fermons don't have to take responsibility or accountability for whatever they say or do. It's obvious that she does like sex. But in these sort of stories, who ends up paying at the end? A male. The Fermon caused all the situation in the first place. But it's the male who'll have to pay. This man's badge has been revoked. He's not allowed to be a policeman anymore. I mean, who knows about this Fermon? She may have had this planned all along. You know, just once I'd like to see the Fermon pay the piper like men do every day. The law should be fair, not biased sexually. It seems if they're a Fermon, they can't be guilty of anything. And to stop playing the victim all the time. In other words, get Fermons to grow up. Act like adults. I think we all know the story before or whatever and what really happened. And this Fermon has got off scot-free and with money in the bank. Be careful out there, guys, because you will pay for Fermon's mistakes. Take it easy.